Dr. Dobson, last time we talked about the inborn temperament of a child and how that boy or girl brings that from the womb right out into the world, and then how that temperament influences behavior throughout the child's life.
Well, Chris, that's what I tried to write about in The New Strong-Willed Child, and it is so important. We're talking about something that I call the strength of the will. It varies from child to child. Some make it known at birth, literally. Many parents already know what is different about this child. And in some cases, you don't find out about it until the toddler years. Almost always in the period between 18 to 36 months, you'll begin to find that out. And some kids coming right out of the same family are compliant and easy to raise, and the parenting job is duck soup. You know, they just smile. You tell them to go to bed at night, and they give you a big hug and a kiss, and they toddle off to bed, and they don't fight it at all. Strong-willed child will kick and scream all the way to the bed and yell for 20 minutes afterward. They're just different in this regard. And it is so important for parents to understand these differences in order to be able to relate properly with each child. I'm telling you, the formula that you use for one child will not work with another, because you have to adapt to who that individual is. And accept the characteristics that God built into that youngster. There's a reason why they are the way they are, and it's a good thing on both sides of the continuum.
Well, to understand these two types of temperament, you wrote a story that showed up in the very first edition, The Strong-Willed Child, and now in the new Strong-Willed Child, about a grocery cart incident.
Yeah, that actually came right out of my personal experience, Chris, because I was in a grocery store one time, and I got one of the carts that you put the groceries in, and noticed something about it. And the next time I was there, I got a very different kind of cart. The first one that I got moves straight down the aisle, right where you want it to go, goes about 8 feet and comes to a gradual stop. And you just come along and you're throwing in the ketchup and the mustard and you're doing all the shopping that you have to do with absolutely no effort. You can lead that thing with one finger because it goes right where you push it. And it is just easy to use. The next time you're there, however, you get one that's got a mind of its own, and it tears off to the left and knocks over a bunch of bottles, and then you push on the other side, and it careens in the direction of a little grandmother with green tennis shoes, and you are fighting that thing the whole way, and you're determined not to be out-muscled by a stupid cart, and you put all of your weight on one side or the other, and by the time you get all the way back around to the check stand, you're exhausted because this thing has not cooperated with you. You know, we're humanizing a cart here, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And that is characteristic of children. Maybe the first child that you have brought into the world is so easy to lead. He goes where you want him to go. He is so happy and contented. He smiles a lot. He never embarrasses you when you're out in public. He takes very little discipline, just a frown. Just the slightest indication that you're unhappy with him bothers him. He wants to straighten it out because he wants a good relationship with you. He has straight, well-oiled wheels. He goes where you push. But just as surely as there are those kind of kids, there are other kids like the second cart that are just fighting you every inch of the way. And they wear you out. And they require much more discipline. And if you're not careful, you'll wind up getting very grouchy and very angry. And, there's tension between the two of you because that second child has got a mind of his own. Yeah. That's what we're dealing with the strong-willed child and the compliant child. And if you try to make the strong-willed child into a compliant child, you'll ruin him.
Yeah.
Or you'll create a lot of problems for him. You can't do that. But you can give him the ability to control his own impulses and to yield to your authority and to do it in a way that is loving and caring and that builds self-esteem, but nevertheless insist that he do what he's supposed to do. It's a wholly different assignment. Some parents are very good with one and not good with the other, but you're most likely going to have to learn to deal with both, and that's what I've tried to write about in this book.
Well, it makes me think I wish there were a WD-40 for my kids, but there's not such a thing. It takes a lot of work, doesn't it?
It does. It does, and those wheels are just the way they are because God made them that way, and you accept it. They're not defective. They're just different.
And they can be effective because of this. I want to keep that in mind as we talk about your new book, The New Strong-Willed Child.